December 8, 1928, Wayao Creation celebrated the conception of the Sovereign Queen. How the Virgin awaits her daughters into her seas, in order to make of them queens. The Feast of the Immaculate Conception. I was thinking, we did all creation exult with joy and celebrate so much the Immaculate Queen and her Immaculate Conception? And my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, do you want to know why? Because the divine will had a beginning of its life in the celestial tiny little girl, and therefore the beginning of all goods and all creatures. There's no good which, in my divine will, does not begin, descend and ascend into its source. Therefore, since this celestial little girl, from her very immaculate conception, began her life in the divine fiat, and since she was from the human stock, with my will she acquired the divine life, and with her humanity she possessed the human origin. So, she had the power to unite the divine and the human, and she gave to God what man had not given him and had denied to him, which was his will. And she gave man the right to be able to ascend to the embraces of her Creator. With the power of our fiat which she had in her power, she bound God and men. So, all creation, heaven and earth, and even hell, felt in the immaculate conception of this virgin little girl, just newly born in the womb of her mama, the strength of the order which she was placing in all creation. With my will, she associated herself with all as their sister, she embraced all, she loved everything and everyone. And all longed for her, loved her, and felt honored to adore the divine will in this privileged creature. How could all creation not celebrate? In fact, up until then, man had been the disorder among all created things. No one had had the courage, the heroism, to say to his Creator, I do not want to know my will, I give it to you as gift. I want your divine will alone as life. But this holy virgin gave her will in order to live of the divine, and therefore all creation felt the happiness of the order which, through her, was given back to it. And the heavens, the sun, the sea and everyone, competed among themselves to honor she who, by possessing my fiat, gave the kiss of the order to all created things. And my divine volition placed in her hand the scepter of divine queen, and surrounded her forehead with the crown of command, constituting her empress of the whole universe. Then, I was feeling as though annihilated within myself. The long privations of my sweet Jesus render me as though lifeless. They have burned the little atom of my existence, which, being continuously exposed to the burning rays of the sun of the divine fiat, feels all humors being dried up within itself. And while it burns, it neither dies, nor is it consumed. So, I felt not only oppressed, but undone. And my sweet Jesus, as though wanting to cheer me, making himself felt in my interior, giving me a kiss, told me, my daughter, courage, do not lose heart. On the contrary, I want you to enjoy your happy fortune, that my divine will, investing you and darting through you, takes away from you all human humors, giving you, in exchange, humors of divine light. Today is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Seas of love, of beauty, of power and of happiness overflowed from the divinity over this celestial creature. And what prevents creatures from being able to enter into these seas is the human will. What we do once, we remain in the continuous act of doing always, without ever ceasing. In the divinity, to give us its nature, with an act that never ends. Therefore, these seas are still overflowing, and the Queen Mama awaits her daughters, so as to let them live in these seas, to make of them as many little queens. However, the human will is not allowed to enter, there is no place for it, and only one who lives of divine will can have access into them. Therefore, my daughter, you can enter into the seas of my mama whenever you want. My divine will is your guarantor, and with it you will have free step and entrance. Even more, she awaits you, she wants you, and you will render us and her twice as happy because of your happiness. We feel happier in giving, And when the creature does not take our goods, she suffocates within us the happiness that we want to give her. Therefore, I do not want you to be oppressed. Today is the greatest feast, because the divine will had life in the Queen of Heaven. It was the feast of all feasts, it was the first kiss, the first divine embrace that the creature gave to her creator by virtue of our fiat, which the sovereign little girl possessed, the creature sitting at table with her creator. Therefore, today is also your feast, in a special way because of the mission given to you by my divine will. So, come into the seas of the Immaculate Queen to enjoy her feast and yours. I felt myself being carried outside of myself into these endless seas, but I lacked the words to express what I experienced, therefore I stop here and I move on. After this, later in the day, the confessor read in public what is written in the 15th volume about the Immaculate Conception. And my beloved Jesus, in hearing him reading, made feast in my interior, and told me, "My daughter, how content I am! Today it can be said that my sovereign mama receives from the Church the divine honors, as she, one, honors in her, as the first act of her life, the life of the divine will. These are the greatest honors that can be given, that the human will never had life in her, but always, always the divine will." This was the whole secret of her sanctity, of her height, power, beauty, greatness and so on. It was my fiat that, with its heat, extinguished the stain of original sin and conceived her immaculate and pure. And my church, instead of honoring my divine will, primary cause and prime act, honored the effects of it, and proclaimed her immaculate, conceived without sin. It can be said that the church gave her human honors, not divine honors, which she justly deserves, because a divine will had continuous life in her. And this was a sorrow for me and for her, because neither did I receive from my church the honors of a divine will dwelling in the Queen of Heaven, nor did she receive the honors due because she gave within herself the place in which to form the life of the Supreme Fiat. Therefore, today, by making known that everything in her was the prodigy of my will, and that all of her other prerogatives and privileges were in the secondary order and as consequence of the effects of that divine will which dominated her, it can be said that, today, it is with Bikaram, divine glory and magnificence that the Feast of the Immaculate Conception is celebrated, a feast which, more truly, can be called the conception of the divine will and the sovereign Queen of Heaven. And this conception was the consequence of everything it is and it did, and of the great prodigies of this celestial little girl. After this, with a more tender emphasis, he added, "My daughter, how beautiful, delightful, it was to see this celestial tiny little girl, even from her immaculate conception. One would look, and would see her little earth, taken from the human stock. And inside this little earth one would see the son of our eternal volition, such that, as she was unable to contain it, it overflowed outside of her and extended, filling heaven and earth. We made a prodigy of our omnipotence so that the little earth of the tiny little queen might enclose the sun of our divine volition. So, one would see earth and sun. Therefore, in everything she did, whether she thought, spoke, worked or walked, her thoughts were rays of light, her words converted into light. Everything was light that came out of her, because since her little earth was smaller than the immense sun which she enclosed, her acts would get lost within the light. And since this little earth of the celestial sovereign was vivified, animated and preserved continuously by the sun of my fiat, it appeared always flowery, but with the most beautiful flowerings, which turned into most sweet fruits, such as to draw our divine gazes and make us remain enraptured, but so much, that we could not do without looking at her, so great was the beauty and the happiness she gave us. All beautiful was the immaculate little virgin. Her beauty was enchanting and enrapturing. It is enough to say that she was a prodigy of our will, to say everything. Oh! If creatures knew what it means to live a will of God, they would lay down their lives to know it and live in it.